It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's so holy.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Twin Cheaters would love to pick up that second run. They lead it 2-1 here in the ninth. They just six hits. That's it.
The
pitch. Ground ball. Race it, race it! More on the line than another. You make Sabres. The Sabres lead it 3-1 on the second RBI of the night by Croy Moore hitting it to right field. Croy Moore has driven in another run here in the ninth inning. And Twin Cedars leads it 3-1. And John Fitzpatrick is headed to the mound for Martinsville.
Community First Credit Union. And that was Rich Grimes in the witching hour last night as that game went extra innings. But for the first time since 2009, Class 1A is going to have a brand new champion because Twin Cedars last night knocks off Martinsdale St. Mary's. And a thrilling game that went to extra innings. And Rich is here. We've got Jim Kegel here. We've got Boyd Britton here. But Rich just got back in from a late night affair up in Des Moines at Principal Park. And we're just going to poke him every once in a while to wake him up after that game went extra innings. Congratulations to the Twin Cedar Sabres as they come in as a fourth seed in the Class 1A and knock off Martinsdale St. Mary's, of course, a perennial ball club over just to the west of Indianola. We're going to talk to Matt Miller about the bottom of the hour, so we'll get a chance to catch up with him and his thoughts on the game. And we'll also be chatting with Jake Schroeder here on the backside of the hour at about 9:40. We'll talk to Jake. Of course, Sheraton going to the state baseball tournament on Tuesday. But in the house this morning, we've got Jim Kegel and Boyd Britton, and we're going to talk about Albia baseball as well as we come back out of the break. Boy, what an overnight low of 45 degrees, I think it hit in some places. Those Ragbri riders probably didn't know what hit them last night, but they're going to be refreshed for that final 63 miles and 2,400 feet of climb as they head on down to Fort Madison this morning. They've got a beautiful ride as they'll be heading down out of Fairfield through Bentonsport and Bonaparte and some really beautiful parts of Van Buren County. But we're talking baseball today. When we come back out of the break, we're going to catch up with our Albia coaches right here on Thunder Country KIIC's Coach's Corner.
Summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
This is Jason
and Scarlett Summers
wishing number 5 all the best at the state tournament at Principal Park. Congratulations to you and all your teammates on an outstanding season. Go make some memories.
Go Big Blue. Woo!
All right, that from Thursday night. We recorded some shout-outs at the Thursday night gala here in Albia as we partied it down. And good to hear Jason back on the air, giving him the summer off here and enjoy a little bit of baseball. And, you know, Jason's been doing this since 2007, so he deserved some time off. So, hey, we've got our Albia coaches in the house right now. And I heard the report, Richard, the other night that the coaches, or at least Boyd, got dumped with the cooler, and it was a good thing it wasn't this morning or last night. It's he got the water on you when it was at least warm outside, right, Boyd?
Yes, sir. Well, to tell you the truth, a shock.
Well, congratulations to the Albia Blue Demons. I believe the second time in 18 years with a state tournament berth. But our coaches here have propelled Albia, I believe now 4 times as a district champion and 5 times as a sub-state qualifier. And so we congratulate them. And I'm so happy to have here Rich Grimes, who's been doing all of our heavy lifting for not just Albia, but Twin Cedars and Sheraton on the air this year with the play-by-play. And I've asked Rich to help me with following up with this game on Tuesday night where Albia beat Mediapolis. So, Rich, take it away.
Well, it was a great game. And, of course, Boyd and Jim are so fun to work with. We go back, golly, Jim and I go back probably 50 years, and Boyd and I go back 40. So it's just fun to see their success and everything. And big crowd on hand at Fairfield the other night. Albia, of course, won it, qualified for the state tournament 4-1. And I thought a real interesting juncture of that game early on was Mediapolis loaded the bases right there in the first inning against Vic Sanders. And Albia's defense and Vic's cool. And I think Boyd thought he was cool the other night when they dumped water and ice on him. But Vic Sanders is cool all the time. And worked out of that bases loaded jam. That was big. Because you always want to get, and Boyd and I and Jim have talked and have been coached for years, you want to get out in front early in any of these games. Getting Mediapolis out without scoring was big there. Albia then, of course, played it a run, then played it another run, led 2-0. And Vic settled in. Albia's defense, which has been so stellar all season long, but especially late in the year, just kept Mediapolis in check. That was a little smaller ballpark, and I said earlier in the broadcast, somebody's going to hit something out here tonight. We had a lot of drives way back to the fence, both by their team and of course the Blue Demons. But the game breaker was when Griffin Osing hit the 2-run homer early on in the game to take that 4-0 lead. And you could just see Albia, I think, high step after that. The fans were more in it, although they'd been in it all along, great support. But all the players seemed to sense, I think, at that time, I think that was in the 5th inning, wasn't it, guys? And at that point, you just knew that they were not going to be denied at that point. And they just played so well. And Albia's pitching, and we talked about
Save big on everything for your summer projects now during the big sale at Menards. Keep a wide range of items organized with Aero storage buildings. They're great for storing lawn tools, patio furniture, and more. The 10-foot by 8-foot Hamlet storage building by Aero offers 401 cubic feet of storage space, just $269. Check out this and many more great deals at Menards, where you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Ran out on the field. It was just one of those festive things that's indescribable unless you've sensed it or been a part of it, and well-deserved. And I can't say enough for Boyd and Jim, the kids, the players, the Albia parents. And certainly I think Boyd's going to talk about the parents here in a little bit, especially the, golly, we got to take our hats off to the moms who really pulled together something we did this past week. But a tremendous job by the Blue Demons, and now they take on North Polk, which is number two in the state. Rankings don't mean anything at this point. Martinsdale, as you said, three-time state champion last night. Twin Cedars dethrones them, and it's an equal playing field when you get this far.
Very good, Rich. Well, when you talk about the record of North Polk, Coach Britton, they've got only five more wins than Albia. But they have about 12 fewer losses. So what does that psyche, what does that say to you, I guess, going up against North Polk? They've got a better record.
Well, records go out the window at this time of year. What you've done and accomplished is great, but you got to prove it every time you walk out there. And that's our attitude. We respect North Polk. Very good baseball team. Beat us in the sub-state finals in 2005 and again in 2011, but we're up there with them now, and we're going to see what happens come Monday night.
And Coach Kegel, what have you learned about North Polk? Obviously, you, as Coach Britton said, you played them back in 2005, but obviously it's a whole different team today. What do you know about North Polk?
One thing, that they have three very good pitchers that all three are getting the job done. I think the top kid has a ERA of less than one, almost two strikeouts per inning, so that's going to present a challenge in itself. You get past that, they've got four or five kids that hit the ball real well, so they're just a good, solid ball team. They'll be well coached. Their coach up there has a great program, fundamentally sound, guarantee that. And it's just going to be two good ball teams going at each other, I think.
And Coach Britton, I know you stress fundamentals all the time, and I know that you'll be stressing fundamentals when you go up to Principal Park. But what else will you be telling the ball club? I mean, what is it going to take to beat this North Polk team?
What I'm interested in doing, and we've done it now all during the district and sub-state, is we want 100% of what a kid has to give from the opening pitch to the final out. We do that. We'll just let things happen the way they do. We'll give the solid effort and hope for the best.
Very good. And Coach Kegel, I know a lot of what goes into a victory is the character of a ball club. What have you seen the last 8, 9, 10 games here as we've progressed from the end of the season through the beginning of districts and now sub-state and now a state berth? What have you seen in the character of the ball team?
Well, it's kind of reflects back on what Boyd just said. You know, we come out onto the field, we're ready to go. We haven't had that, you know, sometimes you have a bad inning, the first inning before you get going, or maybe somewhere in the middle of the game, but we've been focused. And these kids don't quit. I mean, you don't, you get down, they're just the same. They keep battling. If you're up, you keep going. And it's just a steady club.
And I was curious, what were your thoughts the other night after that victory and a berth to state?
Oh, it was a pretty good feeling. Been a while getting back there, and it felt good. And I was just happy for the boys. They were just, you know, they were really really wound up. So it was just a good feeling, I think. And I know a comment from a couple of parents. You know, I sure hope the boys are having as much fun as we are. So I think everybody had a good time.
Well, that special supplement that Paxton has in the Albia newspaper this past Thursday, you've got to pick it up if you haven't. The kids all mauling each other there. It looked like maybe center field or somewhere. And, of course, the opposing coach, the Mediapolis coach, was kind of looking over at the boys and obviously disappointed that his team didn't come through. But I think when you say, you know, hoping that the kids are having a good time, at least from that picture anyway, they sure look like they were. Coach Britton, what will you be doing here the next couple days to get these kids ready? All of these kids have had state experience, maybe not in baseball, but certainly with football, track. They've played at this level before. But what will you be doing the next couple days to get these kids ready?
Well, we've had normal practice on Thursday and Friday. We're taking today off. Come back in tomorrow evening with a full blown practice. We'll review some stuff that we need to be reminded of, keep the hitting sharp, and talk about what the do's, what we're going to do as a team while we're at the state tournament, while we're in a ball game, and things like that. We'll go up there as a 15-man unit. We'll play as a 15-man unit. And we'll win as a 15-man unit.
And I think, you know, when you look at your roster, and I asked you that question about the records earlier and how North Polk has a better record. And one of the things that, and you answered it beautifully, but one of the things we've mentioned and Rich has mentioned all season long is you've played teams like Sheraton. They're in the state tournament. You've played teams like Twin Cedars. They're in the state tournament. One of Twin Cedars' only two losses came at the hands of Albia. You've played teams like Eddyville, Blakesburg, and others. Pardon me? And Van Buren. And so those you're right, records do go out the window. But those games, I would hope that you would agree, that have probably gotten you better ready than maybe prior years where you didn't have so much tough competition in your roster.
Absolutely correct. We built this schedule this year trying there aren't no easy games in our schedule, and we wanted it, so we had to play as good as we could at all times, and I believe as a result of that, we're harvesting rewards now in the district, sub-state, and hopefully in the state.
And I think the kids probably would agree they can beat anybody.
That is what they've been told now for the last 2.5 weeks, that they can go as far as they want to go if they put out the effort and the intensity. And I'll tell you what, the pitching has been absolutely fantastic. The defense is why the pitching is one of the reasons pitching is as good as it is. Hitting's been timely, you know. We kind of developed the theory that just keep going, we'll finally get there. Yeah, go ahead. And that theory has worked.
Very good, Coach. Well, I know that you're going to have some final thoughts with the boys here and over the next couple of days. And Coach Kegel, what one thing would you like to tell your team and really make sure that that thing soaked in and that they heard you? What would it be?
Probably two things. One is go up there and give 100% and leave everything on the field and have fun.
That's great. That's great when your coaches want you to just get out there and have fun. And once again, congratulations, you guys. I wanted to ask you real quick, do you know what your lineup's going to be? Who's going to be on the mound yet? Has that decision been made? You're not going to tell us anyway.
The decision, yes, it has been made. And if you come to the game Monday night, you'll see who's starting.
Boyd's worried that maybe we've got some North Polk coaches listening to this interview this morning.
If I could, I'd like to go away from that just a little bit and thank everybody, the parents, the fans, the people in Albia. This has just been fantastic. You're making the boys and the Albia baseball program feel proud to represent you. We already were. I'd like to thank the mothers for the supper the Thursday night. I'd like to thank Rich and Dave Paxson for putting together the having the movie there. I'm not trying to slight anybody. I just want to thank anybody that's got any involvement in this. Keith Little, the AD, all school administration. Hey, we're doing our best for you, and thank you.
And I'm sure that they would say the same thing back to you, Boyd. Thank you. And I know Rich and Dave were talking the other night on the air that Boyd Britton and Jim Kegel just get it done. And Jim, real quick before we go to break, I just wanted to ask you or just have you comment. What a great turnout the other night. A lot of fun celebration the other night in downtown Albia.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. You know, the fire truck ride with all the boys and the supper, the movie. It was just a great night. Great turnout.
Well, good luck. Congratulations, you've got to this level. And as you guys have said, let's just go out there and have fun, play relaxed. And Rich got a few quick comments before break.
Yeah, Joe, just want to mention, want to get a big crowd up at Principal Park Monday night. You can get tickets ahead of time at Principal Park, but it's general admission. And so if you're up there early, you can catch both games Monday night. $8 general admission, and just get there early, support the Blue Demons, and you can get right down on the field. The field boxes, the whole stadium's open. And we hope you do that and get up there. And, of course, tune in. You never know exactly when we'll be on because there's a game before us. But we'll be on at 7:30 with some pregame features and everything Monday night if you can't get up there. And, Joe, I think we're going to be in high fidelity, too, aren't we?
Yes, we will. We'll have all the right equipment going. And you guys, you'll hear the crack of the bat. So thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. And Rich for helping out. When we come back, Matt Miller is on deck. We're going to talk to Matt. We'll also talk to Jake Schroeder, Twin Cedars advances at state, and Sheraton plays Tuesday night. We'll be back right after this.
To the Albia High School baseball team, press on from Russ Parker and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. And thanks to KIIC Thunder Country.
What you imagine as massive might not be as massive as the Carriker's Auto Outlet Massive Sale going on now. Experience what massive really means when it comes to automobile selection at Carriker's Auto Outlet Massive Sales Event, Highway 92, Oskaloosa. Push, pull, or drag your auto in for top dollar trade. Zero down, no payments for 90 days, and payments as low as $57 a month. See just how massive, massive is at Carriker's Auto Outlet Massive Sales Event, Highway 92, Oskaloosa.
What happens when you combine food, fun, live music, and fanfare with the most exciting motorsports racing in the world? You get the 53rd annual FBP Knoxville Nationals. Cheer on your favorite with over 100 of the best sprint car drivers from around the world as they vie for the $1 million purse and the prestigious title of FBP Knoxville Nationals champion. We believe that you deserve to be entertained and enjoy live. So bring a friend, invite your neighbor, celebrate with your family. To purchase tickets or for a daily list of events August 7th through the 10th, go to KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
this is Cora Leshen. My husband Ron and I want to wish our grandsons, Brett and Bryce, and all their teammates the very best of luck Monday. I hope y'all can come out and support them. They've been playing amazing baseball. Good luck.
Oh, that's just great. Thank you for those shout-outs from the Albia fans. Yeah, we've still got Jake Schroeder from Sheraton to come up, and also Matt Miller with Twin Cedars, who is inundated with media requests right now, as you can imagine. Janice Aldridge is with me right now out at Community First Credit Union. We're actually doing this. We've just walked from the lobby into her office. Don't you love wireless mics?
Love wireless mics. That way I can still do what I need to do.
That's right. You're still at your computer here. Wireless mics are good as long as you're not wearing one and then forgetting going to the restroom, you know.
Oh, that could be awkward.
Yeah. Hey, you're busy this morning. Folks have already been in your office, and you've got a lot of specials. And I asked you earlier, do you still have Adventureland tickets?
We absolutely still have Adventureland tickets. I actually purchased some today. So please come out, get some. Maybe we'll meet up at Adventureland on Monday.
And you have them out here because you have them at a reduced rate.
That's correct. Our discounted price is $27 versus the $40 that Adventureland charges you at the door.
$27, and that's for members?
That's for anyone.
Anyone can come out and get one?
Anyone. You do not have to be a member to purchase an Adventureland ticket.
Great. So come on out, and they'll take care of you right here. Now, before we let you go, I know you've got some other great specials going on right now.
I would absolutely love to refinance or help someone purchase a vehicle. Our current interest rates are 2.49%. And, of course, the term can go out as long as 72 months or 66, depending on the age of the vehicle and your credit score. So come take a look at it, and hopefully we can make a deal.
All right, Janice Aldridge, and I'm going to leave you because I think somebody now wants to see you, so we'll get out of your hair. Thank you so much, and we appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk to some more coaches here that are state-bound right here on Thunder Country KIIC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
What happens when you combine food, fun, live music, and fanfare with the most exciting motorsports racing in the world? You get the 53rd annual FVP Knoxville Nationals. Cheer on your favorite with over 100 of the best sprint car drivers from around the world as they vie for the $1 million purse and the prestigious title of FVP Knoxville Nationals champion. We believe that you deserve to be entertained and enjoy live. So bring a friend, invite your neighbors, celebrate with your family. To purchase tickets or for a daily list of events August 7th through the 10th, go to KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Busy morning out here, talking to Boyd Britton and Jim Kegel, the Albia state-bound Blue Demons. They're still enjoying some conversation here with our Rich Grimes. And yeah, it was a late night last night for Rich Grimes, but also for Coach Matt Miller from Twin Cedars. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. Great to talk to you guys. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you as well, Coach. And first of all, I just want to thank you for coming on. I can't imagine that, all season you've been inundated with media requests. You've got three stations following you at State, and I just want to let you know I really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, you bet. My pleasure. We enjoy having you guys, and you guys do a great job covering us, and we're just real excited to have you guys as well.
Well, here's how it went down last night. This is how it went down in the ninth inning. Let's cut to Rich Grimes. This was the exciting moment of the game.
Gehringer made a nice play that time, but he just absolutely sailed one over Tanner Foster's head. And what's even maybe more important, Bill, is that allowed Levi Jones to go to second on that because of that extra base assist as it got stuck under the padding there. And that is a very big insurance run because we're at the top of the order with Coy Moore, who's already driven in one and had a base hit tonight. Roby's on deck. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, and it's going to be a strike. Jones has great speed at second. A base hit would probably get another run here.
And we would like to get another run.
Here's the pitch to Moore, and it's in the dirt. A nice stop that part, time by Ankville. Twin Cedars would love to pick up that second run. They lead it 2-1 here in the ninth. They've got six hits. That's the pitch. Ground ball. Right side, base hit! Moore will drive in another. You miss Sabres. The Sabres lead it 3-1 under the second RBI of the night by Coy Moore hitting it to right field. Coy Moore has driven in another run here in the ninth inning. And Twin Cedars leads it 3-1, and John Fitzpatrick is headed to the mound for Martinsville.
Yeah, what an exciting call there, Coach. What was going through your head at that time?
Well, we were just hoping that Coy wouldn't do too much with it, and you know, time and time again this year, he's come up big for us and got a pitch away, and it just did exactly what we needed him to. Stay disciplined, stay on top of the ball, and just poke it to the right side, and we found the hole there for him. And, you know, Coy's a kid that he's not going to get rattled up there. He's not going to – nerves aren't going to get the best of him in a tough situation like that. And we knew if we got a base hit, Jones was going to score. He's quick. He gets good jumps on the base pass. And that was a big run for us. And you know, that kind of – A little bit of the tension out of the night going through that game. But real proud of their effort, real proud of the way Coy played offensively and defensively. And all around, we were real happy with the way we played defensively, and we thought that was the difference in the game.
Coach, we were following you the other night up at Pella Christian, and it was 4-2, a tense ending to that game. And you had your game face on, Coach, as I believe that New Sharon had two runners on base, tying run on base. And last night we go extra innings, and you knock off three-time state title champion Martinsdale St. Mary's. That must have been just a thrilling, thrilling victory last night.
Yeah, it was, and you know, it was something that was very important for our boys because we didn't go there, and we've talked about this a lot. We didn't go there just to participate. We want to win the tournament, and you know, whether it happens or not, you know, we'll find out. But you know, we trusted that we were a good team, a good enough team to win this, win the state title. And last night, the way they played defensively and battling through a couple tough situations really made them feel good, and they're very deserving of all the credit that they're getting right now. And you know, it was a good game. We battled back and forth each way, kind of feeling each other out, even though we knew each other pretty well going into the game. Both pitchers did a fantastic job keeping hitters off balance and being aggressive and throwing strikes. And we felt like we were hitting the ball pretty good off Eddie Craver. We felt like we were playing good defense. We just weren't finding the holes yet. And you know, it took a little while, but eventually we got a couple of the big hits with runners on, and just real proud with our overall effort.
Of course, it was a huge crowd on hand last night, a contingency from, I don't know if anybody was left in the Twin Cedar School District last night. It was a huge crowd on hand last night, but I just appreciate you getting back with us. But I want to ask you real quick, what about this number four seed? Did you ever find anything out on that, or were you... briefed on why you got a number four seed?
Well, we were surprised, but the math does make sense. You know, obviously, as you guys know in the formula, they'll add up your wins, and then, of course, it's points for 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, and so forth. But it was a situation where, you know, we've had some quality wins this year. You know, we outside of our conference schedule, we go after, and we
you know, we play the best possible opponents that we can, and we continuously look to beef up our non-conference schedule. You know, looking at a couple of the other schools, for example, Van Meter, they had some more wins versus 2A schools, and you know, that doesn't mean that just because it's a 2A school that it's always a very tough opponent, and it goes the same way for us as well, but they had a few more wins against 2A schools than we did. Van Buren, same type of a situation. We had a couple big wins at the end of the year against some larger schools, but they were a little bit past the deadline, the cutoff line that they used to determine the seeds. And so, you know, that was something that nipped us a little bit. But, you know, I was real proud of the boys. That, you know, they were happy to get in the tournament. They wanted to win. It wasn't something that brought them down, having a little bit lower seed than we were expecting. They just wanted to play ball. And at this point, you know, they're not worried about seeds. That's out the window right now. We just need to just play the best ball we can. So it was a surprise, you know, that night. But from that point on, we knew there was nothing we could do. And we knew if we played our best game, we were going to be right there.
And, Coach, you come back and play on the 1st of August. What are your plans between now and then, and how will you get the team ready for round number two at state?
Well, you know, those who know me know that I wanted to get right back and have practice right away after the game if I could have. But, you know, our boys need a little bit of rest, and, you know, we've got some space here, and we knew they were going to have a late night. We didn't get back off the bus until well after 1 o'clock last night, or this morning, I guess I should say. So they're going to have an off day, which is very rare for them, and then we're going to get right back at it and just work over, get a good scouting report on Mason City Newman, get a work over some situations. We did have a couple of mistakes last night we need to shore up, and we'll continue to work on fundamentals and base running reads and, you know, all those little things that can make a difference in a close game. And we know from here on out, it's going to be close games when everybody sees everybody's best on the mound. So, you know, we're certainly going to be working on picking good reads, reading the ball out of the pitcher's hand real well, and a lot of curveballs, and just working on some more defensive situations and bunt situations to be prepared. But, you know, the boys are excited. We're also going to go up and see some games. We'll see the games tonight and you know, get a good read on some of the other teams in the tournament as well, including Van Buren. A team that we played earlier in the season and won at their place. But the boys are ready, and we just need to keep them sharp. And we'll get checked into the hotel later in the week and next week, and we'll see what happens.
Well, very good, Coach. And I know the you know, the spirit of number 22 hangs over your shoulder, and I know he was helping you every bit of the way last night. Of course, we're talking about Derek Springer, number 22, and picture that you guys took there at Pella Christian, where you brought the jersey out along with the banner, the Class 1A banner, was really, I think, a moment that not only the team shared, but the fans that came out and shared those photos and just shared that great celebratory time. That was very special.
We had a few people that brought that picture out to our practice that following day, it was really something to see that, you know, that picture and the way the light was coming down on them, you know, kind of just at the right spot, and, you know, it was kind of looked like Derek was right there watching us and right there with us, and, you know, that's important to our boys, and, you know, they want to win because they've worked so hard. But it's so important to the Springer family, so important to Dylan, and certainly so important to us to represent their family and all our families in the best way that we can.
Very good, Coach. Well, by day, teacher at Twin Cedars, and by night, coach of about the best team in the state in terms of the record. So congratulations, only two losses on the season. And you should get extra hazard pay for all the media outlets you have to be talking to these days.
No, I enjoy it, and that's part of the deal.
But, you got a great attitude. No. We're going to switch right now. Thanks, Coach. Coach Matt Miller, Twin Cedars. We'll see you again. We'll be broadcasting your game, of course, on the 1st of August. And let's switch right now to Jake Schroeder. We're not going to take a break. Jake, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, and we're going to cut right to you because you're going to have an interview with a Des Moines media outlet here in about 10 minutes, and you're getting too good for us now, aren't you, Jake?
Yeah, it's been fun for the last couple of days. Getting back to normal wouldn't be all bad either, though. So it's not like the guys are relishing in it right now, I hope, because the whole community's behind them and they're getting a lot of publicity, which they should. And just happy that they're getting the notoriety, and I really hope they're soaking it in.
Well, what is the mood over in Sheraton these days? I believe the last time Sheraton went to state was not that long ago, but remind me, Jake.
I think it was 2009, but it's only third time in school history is all, so it definitely hasn't been a frequent enough occurrence, I guess, but the mood is great. I've been just absolutely astounded by the community support. I got calls from two businesses yesterday wanting to donate things, and, you know, just the community support's been incredible. I guess, you know, not being from here, I didn't realize just how much the community got behind teams when they made a state tournament, and it's really neat to see, and it's neat how the whole community comes together, and just really means a lot to the guys, and I think it's getting them excited, and we're going to have a little party tomorrow night up on the square in Sheraton from 5 to 7 and have some hamburgers and introduce the team and a little celebration everybody's invited to, so that should be a fun time too.
Very good. I know we only have a few minutes here with you, Jake, but what are you guys doing to get things ready? What's your plan of attack here in the next few days?
Well, we gave them Thursday off the day after our sub-state game, and then we practiced last night, and we're going to practice again today, and then give them tomorrow off, and then we'll go hard Monday, and then Tuesday do our normal pregame routine, and basically the biggest thing is just staying in our normal routine and not making things any bigger or different, you know, just because it's a state tournament game. We're going to do what we've been doing all year long and going to prep the guys, and I think it's been working pretty good, so we're going to stick with it, and I think that'll keep the guys at ease too. So that's kind of our plan anyway, and hopefully the guys stay sharp and ready to play.
And what have you been doing? I know you've been scouting out your opponent, but what can you tell us about your opponent Tuesday?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know a lot about them other than they have an awfully good record. And I heard you talking to Coach Miller from Twin Cedars there, and Clear Lake's one of those teams that's, you know, they've been rated in, I think, the top two or three or four all year long, it seems like. But they got a lower seed because I assume they're playing some smaller schools and not getting as many points. So still trying to search out a little bit more about them. They're kind of way up there, I believe, in kind of the north and east of Iowa, and sometimes it's hard to find some contacts up in there, but we're going to do everything we can to find some information out on them. But bottom line is we got to come play our game, and we got to, you know, hit line drives, throw strikes, play good defense, just like we've done all year. And doesn't matter who's on the other side of the field, that's what we got to do is focus on our game and how we want to play.
Last question, Jake. Earlier this season, we talked to you, and you were on one of your winning streaks, but you were not happy with your play. A lot of your kids were making errors and mistakes. How do you feel? Are you peaking, or where do you feel you're at going into state?
I feel really good about the team now, Joe. I feel like, you know, early in the season, I felt like we were relying just solely on our offense coming through and scoring a lot of runs, and I just knew that wasn't going to be the case, you know, because we were on a ridiculous pace early in the season just as far as the amount of runs we were scoring and doubles and extra base hits. And, you know, I knew that we were going to – it's hard to keep that pace all year, you know, with the bats. And the last couple weeks, you know, we still hit the ball some, but we haven't maybe been hitting the gaps like we were early in the season, but we're still winning, which tells me we're playing good baseball, because that means our pitchers are throwing strikes, pitching well, and then our defense is really sharpened up. That's probably what I'm most happy about. And we're doing the little things right. You know, we've been able to win some close ball games, several close ball games in the last couple weeks. And those are the kind of games, you know, that I feel like, you know, we were going to have to win late in the season to move on to the state tournament. It's to win those close ball games, because you're going to be seeing better pitching, and the bats aren't necessarily going to score 8 or 9 runs for you. And so I'm actually really happy with the guys. I feel like about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we kind of broke that hump a little bit, and I feel like the guys really started buying into a few other things we work on, and really the credit goes to them. I just feel like they really turned a corner, and you know, just kind of got over that hump, and they keep working hard all year long. And we had a good practice last night, and they really want it. They're not satisfied with just getting the state tournament. They're hoping to do a little damage up there, which is great.
Very good, Coach. Don't forget the party on the Sheraton Square tomorrow night. Jake, thanks for your 7 minutes. I know you've got to get to the Des Moines station, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I promise I'll be here for you, Joe.
You always are, Jake. You're a good cat. I want to get some of Rich's comments after the break on Sheraton. You've seen him play, and we need to let Jake go. We're going to cut to a break, and we'll be back up here to wrap up at the Community First Credit Union Coaches Show live at the corner of 34 and 5 on Thunder Country KIIC.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Stock up with big savings on everything for your cleaning projects now during the big sale at Menards. Eliminate musty odors and create fresher, cleaner air with DampRid. Choose from a 3-pack of hanging moisture absorbers, great for closets, or high-capacity DampRid moisture absorber that's great for basements, crawl spaces, and RVs, just $6.98 each. Find big savings throughout the store now at Menards, where you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too.
Save big money at Menards.
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for a limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, welcome back. Oh, Scotty Fry, you've been spinning the plates up there today, haven't you? Getting those coaches and the clips. Appreciate the work of Scotty Fry and all of our board ops. A lot of baseball. We've had the perfect storm, the trifecta. Rich, you've seen a lot of baseball. Sheraton is one of those teams, and we had to cut Jake loose, but some of your comments as Sheraton heads up Tuesday.
Sheraton's just got a very good ball club. We saw them a lot this year. They won the South Central Conference. And Jake made a good point. You can't keep the offense going all year. You can have the best offensive team in the world, and you're going to go through little slumps, little downturns. And it comes back to what we said earlier in the broadcast here today. It still comes down this time of year to pitching and defense. And I asked Bill Saylor even this last night. He said, I think still good pitching trumps good hitting. Not always. But for Sheraton, that's been the key. They had great pitching down the tournament trail here. And I would imagine we're going to see him again in Des Moines from Alex Wright. Alex Wright's a terrific catcher, too, for them. But of all the pitchers I've seen this year, Alex Wright has the best pickoff move of anybody in the area. He's picked off 5 runners off first base in the last 2 games they've played. They play solid defense. They've got a long stable of pitching, too. Charlie Palmer was really off, and he's an outstanding sophomore pitcher against Centerville. I mean, he just didn't have the breaking ball. Nothing worked for him, really. But then they bring in Boffman, who really saved the game for them with some great pitching. They've got Alex Wright. They've got pitching that they can mix and match with and do pretty well at the state tournament. And they play defense well, as Jake said, and they hit well. Peterson's a terrific hitter, one of the top hitters in the conference. They've got a very good ball club, and Jake does a great job with them. And, you know, I hate to embarrass you, but your dad works with their pitching staff, Larry Millage, and he's just done an outstanding job. Jake is benefiting from that. Your dad, Larry Millage, one of the great coaches and was a great professional athlete in his own right. He's forgotten more about pitching than most of the rest of us know. So he shares a lot of that, and it really helps him out. And just like Boyd and Jim over here, their kids, Southern Iowa kids, just great kids. They work hard. Work ethic down here is very good. And I think a lot of times up in Central Iowa, the media and everything tends to forget that there are a lot of great teams, a lot of great folks down here in southern Iowa. And every now and then we have to go to the state tournament and show them what we can do. And Jake will do that. Boyd and Jim will do that. And Coach Miller will do that from TC.
Very good. And I know Boyd and Jim have stuck around even after their interview, because I think you've enjoyed listening to some of these other coaches, because it's been nice it's been great to see the success of our Southern Iowa ball clubs.
Absolutely. And I'd like to echo congratulations both to Sheraton and Twin Cedars. Keep up the good work. We'll be up there. We'll run into you. We'll shake and howdy. Appreciate the fact that Southern Iowa has this many teams up there. I just think that's great.
And not only this many teams, but it's great to have all the fan support. And I know you, we mentioned it earlier, but anybody that joined us late here on the Coach's Corner, we want to see a huge turnout of Albia fans, as many as we can get up there, right, on Monday night.
You betcha. Get on a blue T-shirt, and you can even... You can wear whatever blue you got. We don't care. We'd like to see everybody there. If you can't come to the ball game, then hug your radio, because Rich will be talking to you.
Very good. You know, it's a great experience for the fans and for the players. But Jim, you as coaches, I mean, you get to go walk out there on Principal Field. That's got to be humbling as well, right?
Yeah, I was up there and watched Twin Cedars last night and just kind of see how things went. And yeah, that's going to be quite an experience to get out there on that field and to get to coach a game there and hopefully more than one game. It's going to be a great experience.
Well, as Rich said, if you can get up early as possible, it's general admission seating for $8. So as many of you that can go a little bit earlier and maybe grab some of those seats close to the field, close to the dugout, and really show those boys some great support, and we'll whip up here on our North Polk. Rich, you're going to go to airtime about 7:30 or so, approximately. Depends on, of course, the previous game and what time it gets over. First pitch is due for 8 o'clock, but I know you've got some great interviews and specials lined up pregame.
Absolutely, and I say absolutely as much as Boyd anymore. That's what I get from hanging around him all the time. But, yeah, we do. We'll be on the air about 7:30. We go on a half hour before the actual first pitch, and we're going to talk to Boyd and Jim, and I've got a feature on Where Are They Now. We did that all season long, where we talked to former players, their careers at Albia, and I've got another feature. I don't want to tell you what it is. It's going to be kind of fun before the game. And then Sheraton plays actually first game Tuesday night, so we'll be on the air with that one about 5:30 Tuesday. So we'll look forward to that, and just looking forward to tremendous outing by these ball clubs. It's a lot of fun at Principal Park, and the ICUB staff up there is terrific. So get on up there and support these clubs. This is really, and Jim, I'm going to steal a line from Jim here real quickly, Joe, that Twin Cedars, Sheraton, and Albia at some point down here share common district boundaries. And truly, those are all neighbors down here. So that's going to be very exciting. And go up and support all these teams. And stay tuned to KIIC Thunder Country as we bring you those games, because this is... You know, we'd love to all do this next year. And you look at the Sheraton Ball Club, you look at Albia, of course, Twin Cedars. This could happen again next year. A lot of talent returning. But it's a rare event to get three area teams that are so talented, particularly, Joe, that we've covered here on Thunder Country this year. Think about it. The three teams we've covered all end up in the state tournament. That is a trifecta. You don't hit on a trifecta very often, but that's happened. So get up there. We'll be on the air at 7:30 and get up and support the Blue Demons and the Chargers and Sabres.
Very good. Well, once again, for the first time since 2009, Class 1A will have a new state baseball champion, because Twin Cedars last night knocks off Martinsdale St. Mary's. They went extra innings, as you listened to Rich last night, the top of the ninth inning. Twin Cedars drives in, I believe it was 3 runs, and broke that 1-1 tie. And then, of course, Martinsdale St. Mary's could not get it done in the bottom half of the ninth inning, and that was the game. So exciting times. Hey, you know, when we talk about state tournament schedule, you look at when the the state tournament schedule, when the state tournament is over, and it's already football time. I mean, we're going to be into the second week of August, and it's going to be time to strap the pads and helmets on. A lot of these kids are playing football as well. I wanted to thank Jerry Staten. I know he's made some accommodations on his football camps to make sure that anybody that wants to go to these games can do that. And there's a revised schedule in the Albion newspaper that talks about the changes in the football camp. So thanks to Coach Staten for that and making the adjustments where necessary. And thanks to all of you listeners for tuning in this morning. We want to thank Matt Miller, coach of the Twin Cedars Sabres, for joining us. And a short night for him last night. And also Jake Schroeder, the head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. We'll have that game for you Tuesday. Of course, we'll have the Blue Demon game for you around 7:30 or so on Monday night. But we just hope nobody's listening. We want everybody to go up to Principal Park and have a huge turnout. How about that? When we say we hope nobody's listening, Rich.
I wish nobody was listening, or either that or they took their radios to the ball game. But if nobody was listening anywhere and they were just packing 11,000-seat Principal Park, then I could go down and sit there behind the dugout myself.
Which I know you would like. Hey, thanks to Community First Credit Union for hosting us this morning. I want to thank Judge Chiropractic, one of our legacy sponsors, been on with us here at Coach's Corner since 2007. Thank you, Mr. Judge, for that. And our new sponsor is Menards as well. Thank Menards for sponsoring the Coach's Corner. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Scotty Fry, for your plate spinning techniques back at the studio. And until next time, that'll do it. Don't forget the Sheraton party tomorrow night in the downtown square. I don't remember the time. I think it was 5 to 7. But they've got hamburgers and all kinds of things as they get that team all juked up and ready to go as well. We're live, and that's our show for today at the Community First Credit Union at the corner of 5 and 34. We'll be right back.